It's Morning Edition on NHPR. As we approach the end of the year, NHPR is checking in with people we spoke with early on in the pandemic to see how they're holding up and what they've learned. It's part of a series we're calling Hindsight. Back in March, we talked with Joanne Rainville, a nurse who's been working to keep her community connected during this year of social isolation. Here's what she had to say back then.
As soon as we heard about the coronavirus, ordered a very large amount of hand sanitizer. So at town meeting, we were there giving out hand sanitizers and newsworthy information about what you do if you think you might have this.
It has been the year of hand sanitizer. She's the executive director of the Tamworth Community Nurse Association, which provides free medical care and counseling to people in town. And she joins us again now. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. It's nice to speak to you.
And it's great to hear from you again, too. It's been a while since we talked. I know it seems like years now, but you actually had to close your office, of course, because the pandemic was just really taking hold in the U.S., and you were treating people out of cars and on porches. How have things changed since then?
Well, we actually went out and bought ourselves a tent and set it up in the parking lot, and we called it our MASH tent. You know, you still have to have some kind of a sense of humor, and so at least we could be out of the rain and out of the weather. And people were very patient with us. And when they'd come to have their vital signs checked or have a dressing change or get a blood draw, we worked out of this tent. And now, fortunately enough, we have just in this past month been able to get back into our office.
With the cold weather coming on, it's great to have the office open again, I'm sure.
It certainly is.
Can you talk about, you know, the effect of all of these months of trying to provide those kind of services for folks in town, especially for the folks who just can't leave the house? I mean, obviously, there's got to be some fatigue setting in here.
Well, we're doing well. I mean, I'm doing well. My other nurse, Pam, she's just a real trooper. Our office manager, Marlita, is on the phone so much that she probably feels like it's growing out of her ear. But we are making constant contact with people. Some of those contacts are by phone. You know, like yesterday, I called several people that I knew that had COVID just on the check-in basis. How are you doing? How are you feeling? You know, is your breathing okay? Those kinds of things. The appreciation that people have shown us, it would just touch your heart. You wouldn't think that getting somebody's mail would bring the smile and the relief that it does. But it does. And that helps you keep on going.
Have you seen a lot of volunteers come aboard over the year that you haven't seen before?
Yes. Yes. We've got a list of about 25 volunteers that when I put out a request for people willing to help, the phone started ringing immediately. We could not be achieving what we are without the kindness of the people of Tamworth helping us do it. It's heartwarming.
It's got to make you feel really good about the community you're in.
Yeah. We even, when there was the toilet paper shortage, we were able to get a bunch of cases of toilet paper and sent that out with the 68 hours of hunger programs with the meals that were delivered that went to the food pantry so that they could be adding that to people's bags, and that went out to all of our Meals on Wheels clients every week. You really have to think outside the box when something like this is going on.
That's true.
So what do people need?
Everybody in Tamworth should get a shirt that says, I survived the TP shortage of 2020.
That's true.
Is there one thing that you learned about either yourself or Tamworth itself as a community during this pandemic?
Well, I've known this community well. I've been now the nurse here for 20 years. The fastest 20 years of my life. But the endurance is definitely there from the people who are helping us and helping one another. It wasn't just a flash in the pan. Yeah, I'll make that call every day for 2 weeks. No, they're still making it. You know, 8 months later, they're still calling people. There's been relationships that have been built. And we've learned to think out of the box. Sadly, the Christmas tree got lit in town, but there weren't any people there singing and caroling. Those are the kinds of things that people are going to miss. But, you know, we're going to have to work it out, and we'll get through it. But it's knowing that there's somebody on the other end of the line, somebody that cares. it gives people a lifeline.
Joanne Rainville is the executive director for the Tamworth Community Nurse Association. Joanne, thanks again for talking with us.
It was a pleasure.
Continue to listen this month for our series Hindsight. We're checking back in with Granite Staters to see how they're holding up as 2020 comes to a close. And we'd like to hear how you're doing as the pandemic continues. You can let us know at nhpr.org/surveys. It's Morning Edition from NHPR.